2 years before the war began, an old Spanish priest in a Filipino village said to an American journalist, "The Pacific. Of itself, it may not be eternity. Yet certainly you can find in it the scale, the pattern of the coming days of man. The Mediterranean was the sea of destiny of the ancient world, the Atlantic of what you call the old world. I have thought much about this, and I believe the Pacific holds the destiny of your new world. Men now living will see the shape of the future rising from its waters." The vessel of that ocean held more than half the water on Earth, its expanse larger than all the land masses of the world. Its beauty was elemental, its time of a meter and its distances of a magnitude that Americans could only begin to apprehend from the California, Oregon, and Washington coasts. It was essential and different and compelling and important, whether one measured it by grid coordinates, assessed it by geopolitics and national interests, or sought its prospects above the clouds. And when war came, it was plain to see that the shape of the future, whatever it was to be, was emerging from that trackless basin of brine. Whose future it would be remained unsettled in the first summer of the war. The forces of distant nations roaming over it had clashed briefly, but had not yet collided in a way that would test their wills and turn history. That collision was soon to take place, and it would happen first and seriously and in earnest on an island called Guadalcanal. It was a single radio transmission, a clandestine report originating from that island's interior wilderness, that set the powerful wheels turning. The news that reached U.S. Navy headquarters in Washington on July 6, 1942, was routine on its face. The enemy had arrived, was building an airstrip. This was not staggering news at a time when Japanese conquest had been proceeding smoothly along almost every axis of movement in the Asian theater. Nonetheless, this broadcast, sent from a modest teleradio transmitter in a South Pacific jungle to Townsville, Australia, found an attentive audience in the American capital. The Cambridge-educated agent of the British Crown who had sent it, Martin Clemens, had until recently been the administrator of Guadalcanal. When it became clear, in February, that the Japanese were coming, there had been a general evacuation of the civilian populace. Clemens stayed behind. Living off the land near the village of Aula, the site of the old district headquarters, the Australian, tall and athletic, took what he needed from gardens and livestock, depending on native sympathies for everything. Thus sustained, he launched a second career as a covert agent and a coast watcher, part of a network of similarly situated men all through the Solomons. Holed up at his station, he had radioed word to Townsville on May 3rd that Japanese troops had landed on the smaller island of Tulagi across the Sound. A month later, he reported that they were on Guadalcanal's northern shore, building a wharf. Then from his jungle hide, Clemens saw a 12-ship convoy standing on the horizon. Landing on the beach that day came more than 2,000 Japanese construction workers, 400 infantry, and several boatloads of equipment. Heavy tractors, road rollers, trucks, and generators. Clearly, their purpose was some sort of construction project. Having detected Clemens's teleradio transmission to Australia, the enemy sent their scouts into the jungle to find him. As the pressure on Clemens and his fellow Australian spies increased, he kept on the move to elude them, aided by a cadre of native scouts, formidable and capable men. The stress of avoiding enemy reconnaissance planes overhead worked on him. He read Shakespeare to settle his mind. "If I lose control, everything will be lost," he wrote in his diary on July 23rd. His radio batteries were nearly depleted, and his food stores thin, when he spotted a gravel and clay airstrip under construction on the island's North Coast plantation plain and reported it from his hide in a hillside mining claim. He had sent many reports. This one would bring salvation.